is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above, topsecret.com.
Oh, crap!
Featured interview.
And now we've got something very special for all you members here at ATS. This is going to be very wild. We're going abroad. In fact, we're going about halfway around the world, I would guess. Don't you think, Dave?
I would think Netherlands would qualify as halfway around the world, yes.
That's right. In our searches for trying to find some unique and interesting places for you to go web surfing at, we came across a website called www.zuss.com, and that is Z-U-S-S.com. It is a website that is run by a couple of sisters from the Netherlands, and they have a very unique story, and the website is very unique, and I don't really want to spoil it, so I'll just keep that in the mystery file until we're able to actually get to the interview. And speaking of the interview, you can already hear that we are connected up via our good friend, Dave Rabbit, who is, he's cranking on the international generator now, right now. He's spinning real fast to make sure that this call keeps going. Isn't that right, Dave?
I have two squirrels over there constantly spinning that wheel, yes.
Yes, they are.
And I don't mean Johnny and I.
That's right. No, not those two squirrels. We're just
the
a couple
other two
of clowns.
Squirrels.
That's right. Anyway, we're so happy to be able to bring this young lady on right now. And so if you will give a nice ATS Mix welcome, this is Krista from Zuss.com. Hello, Krista.
Hello, Dave and Johnny.
We're so glad that you could join us. We're calling you right now. It's probably, California time in the U.S. It's 12:42. What time is it over there?
It's 9:30 in the evening. Well,
goodness.
Yeah, it's approximately, it's about 43.
Okay. I hope we're not, I hope you weren't just about ready to go to bed.
No, not for now.
All right. Well, that's good. Now, you have a very unique website at www.zuss.com, and why don't you tell everybody what it is that makes your website so special?
Well, it's all about the environment, and it's about our love for Mother Earth and how she teaches us to recycle. And we recycle the inner tubes of the bicycles, and we transform them into wearable art, like hats and bags and tops and skirts, everything we can think of.
Wow!
So this is not the actual tire; it's the inner tube, then, right?
It's the inner tube, yes, and it's the used inner tube.
Well, because I was fixing to say, boy, I'd hate to have to be pulling out, a set of radials, from, you know, when they get caught up here, whatever, So that makes more sense that I didn't realize that. Johnny, did you realize it was the inner tube part?
No, I did not understand exactly how these clothes and hats and bags were made. So you're actually taking used rubber inner tubes from tires, and then you're turning them into works of fashionable art. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And it's all unique items. So we just make one of each.
Oh, wow. You make one of each. Wow.
So each one is one of a kind.
Right. And because it's the inner tube, the rubber is really soft on your skin, too.
Wow.
Well, Krista, this is Dave. I guess my immediate question is, and I'm right here on the website, which I love this website. I really do. Who are either of you, or KJ, are either of you on the photographs of any of the models?
If you own the photographs, that's the question.
Yes, well, are you on, is a picture of you on the website at all?
Oh, yes. If you go to Zuss and Such.
Zuss and Such.
Zuss and Such.
Uh-huh. Oh, Zuss and Such. Okay, here, I clicked onto it. There you are. There you are.
Now is this you and your sister, Crimey, who goes also by the name of KJ, right?
Right, that's true, yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, now that you've got this photograph of the Azolla there, Dave, and you were just getting ready to ask a question about that, so I'll let you go ahead and do that.
Okay. It says on the in the website that it says the Azolla, the ship we were born on. Tell me about that.
Well, we are from a family of sailors, and this was the ship of my father, and all 10 of us were born on that ship. And later on, he bought a bigger ship, but this was the first one.
Wow. And then as I'm reading through here, and of course all our listeners can sit there and get a more detailed version than what I'm just saying. It says that you really are really into the Mother Nature thing, as far as trying to make it a better place to live for all nationalities worldwide. Mm-hmm. And boy, I can't tip the rabbit ears far enough over, Krista, to you, because this is just such a great concept that you're doing.
No, thank you very much.
How long have you and Crimey, your sister, been recycling rubber and making clothes and art?
Well, it's for 10 years now.
10 years.
We started out in 97.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, I got to ask this. I got to ask this. I mean, everybody's going to ask and say, well, how come Dave's not asking about this? Now, you said at the very beginning of this interview that you do the custom clothes that you do. You just do only one. In other words, now here's my question. Now, of course, I'm going to swing back and forth between Johnny, but here's my question for this particular one. Do people come to you, Krista, and say, okay, this is, I want this, or they come with drawings, or how do you go about soliciting clients, or how do clients find you to get you to do custom clothes for them in rubber?
Well, that's a whole process. And it starts with the questions on emails. And then, because it's really difficult to duplicate what we have made, because we do not use any drawings. We just start from our ideas. That's why it more feels like sculpting. And then we just see where the story goes. So, and also every tube is different. So you really cannot duplicate. So that's what we tell the people too. And then we usually, what we do is when we start making clothes for someone in particular, then we send photographs from the process. And then people can see how it works out.
Wow. I have to ask you, Krista, do you remember what the very first item you made from rubber was?
Yes, I do. Yes, it was a rubber top. Mm-hmm.
A rubber cup?
No, a rubber top. T-O-P.
Oh, a rubber top.
Yeah,
and a
little skirt.
And a little skirt.
Well, right. Well, who wanted? Did you make that for you and your sister, or did you just to see if you could do it?
Yes, I just made it for myself.
Wow.
And then everybody started screaming, like, oh, that's so nice, that's so nice. And then, well, a couple of months later, my sister said, can I join you, because I see all kinds of heads in my head. So, well, sure. So that's how we started out. Not really
wow.
as a business concept or anything. But through the internet, that's so nice about the internet. We could
sure, just, right.
Yeah, we could just show the world.
Wow.
I love this picture that's on the clothing gallery. Johnny, if you'll click over.
I'll click into
I'll
it right
you
now.
Down to,
oh, yeah.
Down at the bottom where it says trousers.
Right.
Okay, and it's got all these different trousers and stuff. I mean, it's almost like you've taken. I guess here's my question, Krista. Obviously, it takes more than one rubber inner tube to make some of these outfits, doesn't it?
Oh yes, and a lot of work.
So how do you put them together? I mean, how do you put piece the rubber together? Rubber cement or something?
No, if you you could click on the such and such again.
Okay.
And there you have one that is introducing ourselves, and but then about rubber, if you go there, oh no, that's
okay.
My own, no, just, I have to see, no, that's the care page. One, you see that, you see about rubber, and then one more is care.
Oh, I got it, okay.
And there you see the scissors we use.
Oh, I'm with you. And yeah, about rubber, it's up at the top, about rubber.
And then a puncher.
Oh, God, you've even got the formulas to it.
Excuse me?
I said you even had the formulas up there. you're like it says, "Hello, I'm rubber, polymer." And yeah, and you're sitting there, and then you're showing crack. And we don't mean the drug, folks. We're talking about the crack and the rubber. Krista's laws. Can we stretch out a piece of wood? I love this.
Yeah, but that's all a little bit about. That's more. I didn't mean that page. I meant the one next to that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was having fun with the polymer examples. Okay, you're talking about care. Okay, sorry. Oh, raw material. Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness! Look at all that. I just briefly here. We're looking through here the care for your rubber. And you talk about the precautions and the cleaning and how to shine it up. You've got an area down here called lubes and powders.
Yes.
Is it necessary to add powder or a lubrication before you wear one of your rubber clothing?
Well, usually not, because we make it with we do not make it that tight. And we also, in this little text, it also said we do not use loops because we knot the laces together, and then with the looping, the knots disappear. It falls apart. Do you understand?
So there's no need to lube your rubber.
No, right, no.
And you would know how that feels, Johnny. Well, here's another... Here's another question, Krista, and I'm looking through now on, I'm on Zuss and Such now, mm-hmm. And I'm looking at, I can't remember the young, it's just the far click to the right where it's talking about the fan art. Mm-hmm. I'm on the fan art section. It says, I guess, Caitlin Davey, mm-hmm. And I'm kind of looking at her. And so is she making jewelry out of the rubber?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, those are all kinds of
goodness.
People. Yeah.
This is the first time I've actually seen this page. I thought I'd gone to every page on here, but what unique artwork that she has sculpted there, and it looks very, very appealing. In fact, I would probably say that when people first see this, a lot of them might not know that it's actually rubber.
Mm-hmm. No,
have you looked
true.
At? Yeah, have you looked at Monique, Johnny?
No.
Go to a couple to the left. Look at Monique. And this is these are artwork, I guess, they sent you, right, Krista?
Yes.
Of what
yes.
They wanted?
Oh, they are inspired by Zeus, and then they make their own art. So that's really cool.
Well, for instance, I'm looking at Monique's, and it says Moo Moo. Well, it seems there are more apps than Arthur's Macintosh and blah, 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 blah. And here's a picture of her. Of course, it's kind of like it's one over to the left, and I guess she's done artwork to where... It almost looks like she's naked. I guess she's not, and she did this artwork on her.
Yeah, right. Well, this is artwork from my webmaster itself. He also makes our photos, and he does a lot of work on the website. But he made this with Photoshop from a real photo.
Wow.
And she's wearing some of the rubber. She's actually my daughter, you know, Monique.
Oh, you're kidding. You're kidding.
Wow.
That's your
no
daughter?
Kidding.
So this is a really a family affair then.
It is. We also have a lot of friends as models because we do not have a lot of cash to really rent models. So we use just people around us.
Okay, now here's my question. And you know, when Johnny first told me about Zuss, I said, you know, well, God, they're making stuff out of rubber. Now... I didn't see anything on the site, and I was really looking for lingerie model kind of pictures. But does anybody ever request like to have like rubber panties made or anything like that?
No, not really that. No.
Is that because it would be like, I don't know, too much friction or whatever?
Irritating, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
irritating.
I think so too. We do have some how do you call it? Like thong kind of
thongs.
Yes, we made some designs with that, but I mean it's not really in the front picture or something.
Are there any pictures of the thong rubbers on here?
Well, I'm gonna see.
Of course, immediately our listeners can see which side of the road Dave is walking on.
Say, listen, hey, Krista is a very beautiful woman. Yep. She has a great business. I'm asking a sensible question that
yes,
a man would want to know. Thank you.
But if you go to the skirt page.
Ooh, I'm there.
And then you see the rubber string.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that Wink in the Past? Is that the thong thing?
No, Wink in the Past is beneath that. It's one, there, one above. The rubber string.
Oh, okay. Oh, the rubber string. Oh, I got it. I see it. And so oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Well, and then Johnny's going to jump in right here with a couple of other questions as we move into another area. Now, I guess probably one of the advantages of wearing some of your rubber clothing might be that it probably doesn't matter if you gain a pound or two because your clothing is going to stretch out with you, right?
Yes, that's true to a certain extent, but it's true, yes.
Sure. Now, my next question that I have is, since you are doing and by the way, Dave and I both applaud you for doing something to help the environment. I applaud you for that. I think this is great that you're doing this recycling.
Mm, well,
my question is, where is it that you get this rubber from?
Just a local bike store. Collect them. Yeah.
Wow.
Now you said bike, so you don't use car tires or car rubber?
Well, sometimes we use pieces of car tire, but car tire is not really suited for clothing. That's more for like bags.
Okay.
So the bicycle tube is the softest, and then the motor pads too, we make more like the bracelets and stuff.
And, of course, nowadays, of course, hardly any tires have inner tubes anymore. I guess that makes sense. Duh, Dave. Okay.
my next question is this. Obviously, this is wonderful work that you guys are putting together, and your sister, Crimey, is involved. Who decides who's going to do what with the rubber? Is there a decision process that goes on?
No, that's just by heart.
Just by heart.
And sometimes it's a request from someone, you know, that's also possible. But most of the time it's just from the heart. And from the process of making, one thing leads to another. So, yeah, we just go our own way. And sometimes we help each other out if there's a problem.
Well, Go ahead. As you guys were talking, I was going through. I'm still in the clothing gallery now, and I'm kind of going across.
Imagine that.
Wait a minute. Vest, trousers, tops, skirts, neckwear. You know, I don't know, Krista, but I would imagine you would do a lot of business with the gothic people that really are into the gothic stuff, because this is just right up their alley, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We get a lot of emails from gothic people. They like it, really. It's true. Mm-hmm.
Boy, have you seen the hats, Johnny?
Yeah, they're great. I'm like I said, I have a hard time when I look at these photographs and all the artwork and clothing, imagining that this is made by rubber.
And it blows me away. Now, I'm looking at hats, Johnny. Now, can you go to hats real quick?
Are you under the clothing gallery again? I'm sorry.
Clothing gallery up the top. All of Chris's little. I mean, by the way, Chris, kudos the way you've got this site laid out. Now that I've kind of gotten into it really is. All right, now Johnny, I just want to direct your attention to the hats. Now you kind of go down. All right, you see Sting. I kind of like the Sting look.
Sting's right.
Attitude, which is about halfway down.
Right.
The
Blackjack is interesting. Blackjack 2.
Yeah. You know, Krista, are you on the clothing, Krista?
Yes.
Okay, will you go to hats?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay.
That.
Okay. Go down go down to the fourth row where it says Wicked Tubes. That young lady is absolutely drop dead gorgeous. Who is she?
And he wants to know if she's a family member.
Is she a family member?
Well, she was once in our shows. We do. If you go to shows and events, you know, you see a lot. You see almost the things we did. But she was a while with us. But she's not really family now.
Well, then I guess I can say as I think I'm in love, Johnny. now here's the thing. I'm gonna move on from my typical mentality, which Johnny will find hard to believe.
Thank you.
But anyway, You know, I'm just, I've got to ask this, Chris. I mean, it's just part of the Dave Rabbit mentality. I mean, because you live in the Netherlands, and because the Netherlands, their viewpoints about, I think they're a little bit more liberal, wouldn't you say, as far as sex and what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, or clothing, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. Would you agree with that, Kristen?
I'd like to think so. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys really have a really more open mind about things worldwide. And I mean, I'm even talking about the English, too, and the French and the Germans and whatever. But you guys seem to really kind of, you just do what you feel is comfortable for you personality-wise. Mm-hmm. And you just enjoy your life. That's what I love about you guys in the Netherlands.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah.
And well, what Dave's what Dave's leading up to is he's wanting to know exactly where to purchase his airline ticket from,
so that he can fly over there. To the U.S., you know.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we are coming to Burning Man this year.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Burning Man. It's great big event, Dave. By the way, Krista, Dave is kind of like old school, so I'll bring him up to date here. Burning Man is a enormous event, Dave, that takes doesn't it happen in Nevada, Krista?
It is Nevada Desert, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, the Nevada Desert.
30,000 people. Right.
You are kidding me.
Community from artists from all over the world.
Right.
Hey, Johnny, you think we can use our ATS Mix credit card that the Amigos gave us?
You betcha. We'll see if the Amigos, who are the owners of AboveTopSecret.com, can maybe give us some extra points, some air points, so that we can go there and we could do some interviews with some of those folks at Burning Man. And maybe we'll run into Krista and Crimey there.
Yeah, you bet.
will you be bringing the Wicked Tubes model with you?
The model, no. No, but we will bring the rubber.
Oh, well, good, because, you know, it's just like I've always said, Johnny, if you don't have enough rubber with you, then you're missing the boat.
That's right. You're missing the boat. Well, Krista, I think this is just simply wonderful what you're doing here, and also what a great thing you're doing for the environment by recycling the rubber, and then doing it, taking it a step further by turning it into unique pieces of one-of-a-kind art. And boy, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate and how refreshing it is to hear somebody doing that. I think that's just great.
Yeah, applause. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great job, Krista. We're, you know, and I'd like to say, and I'll let Johnny close it out with you, but I'd just like to say that it's just been a real, real thrill and honor for me, the old Dave Aru here in the United States, to be able to talk to you across the world and discuss what I think is just an absolutely great website, and that is www.zuss.com. And please give a big hug and kiss to your sister. And I'm 58, by the way, so I mean, we're not going to go into the age thing. So I mean, it's not like I'm going up in age. I'm sure I'm coming down in age. And I especially, would you please give a big hug and kiss to my favorite model that is displaying the curly locks photo in the photo
the
gallery.
I will.
All right. Well, I'm gonna leave it up to Johnny to say goodbye.
Thank you.
And I really don't know how to follow that up. I enjoyed all the artwork. And I think, as I said before, I think you and your sister are doing a wonderful thing. And I hope that your trip back over here to the United States and visiting Burning Man is going to be a fun experience for you and the whole family. And I hope that everybody gets turned on to Zuss.com's rubber apparel and artwork and sculptures. I think it's just wonderful. And so, Krista, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you'll have a very pleasant evening. I hope we didn't keep you up too late.
Oh, no. Thanks for having us. It was great fun.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
And so there you have it, Dave. Boy, what an interesting young lady there, don't you think? Isn't she great?
I thought she was such a blast to talk to. She's just really a great young lady. But I'm not kidding you. I want you saw the girl I'm talking about, Wicked Tubes.
Yeah,
Model her name's Rosalie. I wonder if I can Google Rosalie Netherlands and see what I come up with.
Well, folks, while Dave's Googling Rosalie and Wicked Tubes,
and if you've ever, and if you've ever Googled Rosalie, you know exactly what I mean, folks.
In the meantime, this is Johnny Anonymous
and Dave Rabbit
signing off. We'll see you next time.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.